depression now.
Yes.
Because of the recession.
That's right.
We went through the same thing with the depression.
My voice is giving out, no.
It was more generalized then.
Okay. When you were younger, did you have any terms that you might have used jokingly or non-jokingly for a particularly ugly boy that was in school or something like that? Say someone that was fairly unattractive. He might, you know.
Well, there was one or two.
A tormentor.
Oh, well, there was one or two that never combed his hair, and we called him Frowsy. Rumple. Because they never combed their hair. And there was some that were really slouchy because they never had their clothes on neatly. And some others were so particular that we called them prissy.
How about if a woman were, like on a Sunday morning, you know, a young girl, say, was getting ready to go to church, and she spent about an hour in front of the mirror, and she was just...
Primping.
Call it primping?
Primping.
Okay. How about did you have any terms for ugly girls, you know, that might have been referred to in your high school or junior high or grade school?
Well, we never did catalog them. We would say they were...
You were just told not to play with
If they were calloused with themselves, whether we were told not to play with them and not associate with them, but if they were just rumpled haired and tousled and careless and full of fun and still wholesome, well, they were just
tomboys.
Okay. How about a very attractive boy or man? what might you call him?
If they were
Well, we'd call him an attractive man, or we would call him a good-looking boy, or we would,
nice-mannered boy.
Yeah, we would think of him as very much of a gentleman.
Okay. How about an attractive girl or woman?
How about a very attractive girl?
The same way, we would think of her as being... Of course, they they call the girls... if they were... Not much, be just as... I tell you, I'd rather have one of those honey drops. My stroke's gone wild. It has ever since that deaf person was here last week and he called the Hulk so loud until it's just been hoarse. They used to call the girls bells, of course, whenever they had money and dressed very fashionable and kept their hair very fashionable.
Would you like a glass of water or one of these?
No, I wouldn't.
I just want a little honey bun.
These are those honey filled.
Clears your voice.
They're very good.
Traveling. Very good.
We get them at Publix.
I think I'll hold off until I forget that car.
Turn it off.
No, it's okay.
Turn it off.
Then he's only got a half hour, remember?
Let's see here. And you said you sometimes referred to fashionable rich girls as belles?
And belles or debutantes.
Was there like a rich, like again on this attractive boy or man, if he was rich or something, did you have any names for him? Like was it, like if he really just dressed to the hilt and he was
a dude.
A dude.
A dude, alright. Were there any other names like that for him?
Well, I don't remember.
Okay. How about, a person who, a very bookish person who studied all the time.
Bookworm.
Anything else you might call him?
Studious.
Studious. All right, how about a person in school that was all the time doing things to seek praise from the teacher?
Show off.
and went out.
Teacher's pet.
Yeah, that type of thing. How about later on when you were working at it? Someone that...